Well, hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Simpleton Podcast Christmas Special.
What number?
My name is Daniel James.
What number is the episode?
That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's Christmas 2013. That's all that matters. And I tell you what, simpletons, we are here to bring you good cheer and merriment. So, and personally, I think it's quite sacrificial of both Scott and I to come along and do this, given that it is Christmas Day. And it's not like we've got nothing better to do. I've got to cook all fucking day for my useless family. I don't know what Scott's doing, but here we are, you know, early in the morning, and we're putting out this episode. And a fun-filled, packed episode it is too. As I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted by Scott Gall in Berlin, Germany, my name is Daniel James, and I'm based in Melbourne, Victoria. And Scott, what have you got for us this week, old chum?
Firstly, hi. Yeah, why not? Let's just get straight into it. Excuse me, first. Yep. And I guess we'll just get straight into coffee. Bit of Irish coffee, my lads. A bit more Irish than coffee.
Yeah. Stop that.
Yeah, got that. All right, I think we'll just get straight into the health message from Wumbles the Ice Cream Scoop. Shall we do that?
Always.
Roll it.
Oh, hiya, kiddos. Not only little kiddos, but big kiddos, too. You know, Christmas time's time for joy and all that. Good food, kiddos. And all that. You gotta eat in moderation, kiddos. You need a good balanced diet. Sure, you can eat your plum pudding, kiddos, with your vanilla sauce. But you gotta balance it out, kiddos. What's the use of eating up your big fat roast turkey with gravy, kiddos, when you don't eat the carrots and the peas that go with it and all? You know, kiddos. And why don't you try washing it all down with some good old water, kiddos? Not the fluoridated version from the tap, kiddos, but some of the good stuff straight out of the bottle, kiddos. It doesn't mean you ought not have any cola, kiddos, but you gotta balance it out. For every can of Coke, you gotta have some water, kiddos. And at the end of the meal, why don't you have an apple? Okay, kiddos, you have a good time now, won't you? But now, I have to get on over there to the biker bar, catch up with some of my buds. Adios, kiddos!
A very timely message, if I may say so, Scott.
Very, very timely. Look, good advice. According to the latest statistics, Daniel, the average Western adult is 23 kilograms overweight. That actually doubles over the Christmas period. And I think what Womble said was timely. Excuse me, it's not Irish coffee, it's just plain coffee, of course, that I'm having. And I will add, Daniel...
What was with the bullshit Irish accent earlier on, then?
Yeah, don't know. It was just random and didn't quite get there on any level. But bearing...
It'll remain a mystery.
Bearing in mind what... Bearing in mind what Wombles said, I think it would now be timely for a little session to burn off some of them calories. What do you think?
Yes.
Alrighty, people, on those feet. Those feet, not much room here, but you ready to go? You ready to trim that Christmas belly? Woo! Then let's do this thing. I want you to take your left elbow, and in a repetitious fashion, I want you to touch your left feet with your elbow. You ready? Okay. And bingo, 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 bop. Bingo, 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 bop. Bingo, 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 bop. One and two and three and four. And now, people, I want you to take your right knee and in a repetitious fashion, I want you to touch your forehead. You ready? Let's do it. And one and two and three and four and woompa 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 zoo, woompa 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 zoo, woompa 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 zoo. One and two and three and four. People, now I want you to take the palm of your left hand and use it to make contact with your belly. You ready? Let's do it. One and two and three and four and honky 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 zee, honky 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 zee, honky 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 zee. One and two and three and four and honky 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 zee, honky 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 zee. Okay, you, that's it. Keep it going. And one and two and three and four. People, one more round. I want you to take your left nostril. With that, I want you to touch your right ear. You ready? Let's do it. And one, and two, and three, and four, and poochie, 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 no. Poochie, 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 no. Poochie, 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 no. Poochie, 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 no. And one, and two, and three, and four. That's it. That's it. Just...
Wow.
Breathe it all out and burn those calories, people.
You know the amazing thing about that, Scott?
What?
The most amazing thing about that is I know you were actually doing each one of those exercises as you were recording it, you know. Some people may think that it was some sort of sick joke by someone with too much time on their hands, but I know that you were actually really doing those exercises. Yeah, look, listen to how puffed he is, simpletons. He is knackered.
Oh, a bit of that every day and trim that Christmas belly. So what's up next?
Well, Scott, it's been another amazing year for the Simpleton Podcast.
Yeah.
Let me just say that from the outset. I think it's fair to say with all humility that this show has gone from strength to strength. Making it undoubtedly the world's greatest podcast.
I would.
But having said that, Scott.
I would.
No, Scott, let me finish.
Mm.
But having said that, Scott, although we are the world's preferred form of entertainment, with the Simpleton brand now ranked alongside the likes of Disney, Apple, Eka, and WWF. Sometimes even this crack outfit is not immune from the occasional hiccup. Scott, given that it's Christmas, I thought it would be within the spirit of giving to take a step back and have a little chuckle at our own expense as we listen a bit to a bit of a compilation of some of our bloopers and general fuck-ups. So, Scott, without further ado, Scott, would you please roll the tape?
Well, I've always thought the Marlboro Sauv Blancs are overrated.
What, Too watery, you reckon, or?
Too much citrus, though. I think that what new world winemakers seem to forget is that growing a good tasty grape is not just about climate. You have to take into account soil composition, especially the green grape varietals like Sauv Blanc.
Right, right.
To me, their wines are as bland as the conversation I had at Vaudémont the other week with that interminable bore, Proctor Barnstead QC.
Right, I don't think I know him. He
wants me to join the bar again, even though I gave up law 10 years ago. I told him, Proctor, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm not turning my back on organic farming. For me, organic pygmy goats are...
Hey, guys, we're rolling.
Fellas,
how's it going?
So, Clawfuss, what's been happening?
Oh, yeah, mate, you know, playing footy, you know. Chasing Sheilas, getting smashed and stuff like that, mate.
What are you drinking there, Clawfuss?
Mate, VB, mate. Wouldn't change it for the world, mate. VB or die, mate. That's my motto.
Yes, I'm here with Hans Rüdiger. who's going to give us a demonstration of the new HK416 assault rifle. Hans, what can you tell us about this rifle?
Yeah, thank you, Scotty. The HK416A5 is a further development of the HK416 assault rifle in 5.56 by 45mm NATO caliber, yeah? The most striking changes compared to its previous versions, as well as to market available AR platforms, include an improved and toolless gas regulator for suppressor use, a redesigned user-friendly lower receiver, which allows complete ambidextrous operation of the weapon and ensures optimized magazine compatibility, yeah, as well as numerous technical improvements to maximize the operator safety, reliability, ammunition compatibility, and durability under real operating conditions.
Yeah. It would make a great Chrissy present, and I believe you're going to give us a demonstration.
Yeah, that's right, Scotty. As you can see, if you look right down the barrel, as I am now...
Hans? Mr. Rudiger? Oh dear. My goodness. Does anyone know the German emergency services number by any chance? Daniel, while we try and get Mr. Rudiger some assistance, I think we'll cross back to you there in the studio. Daniel, back to you at this point.
Thanks, guys. I'm sure you agree that the HK416 would make a great Christmas gift for that special person this festive season.
No, I do not believe that is fair to say. He was a reasonable slipsfieldsman, but you take him out of the slips cordon and he can't run.
Turn it up.
The ball doesn't go straight to him.
Turn it up.
The ball doesn't go straight to him. He's useless. Got hands like glue, but he can't run.
I can't believe this.
Daniel, you listen to me. What Holmes had, on the subject of cricket, what Holmes had in pace, Bluey Roper had in accuracy.
Surely you're not telling me that Roper was a better bowler than Holmes. Tell me you're not
That's
telling
exactly
me that,
what
Scott.
I am saying
Please.
To you.
Please.
Look at the statistics.
I have the statistics in front of me. Have you taken leave of your senses, man? In my cricket career, I was honoured to say that I faith both greats. While I'll admit Roper could be prickly at times, Holmes was out of this world in terms of sheer pace and flair. Anyone that knows the Yarrowan District cricket circa 93 to 96
Daniel,
knows
the
I'm
only
right.
Amount, yeah, no, no, Scott. No. The only amount of flair in Yarrowan in the 90s were in the trousers of Ian Brewster.
Scott,
No, that one was not bad. That was good.
That was a googly. I did. Ian Brewster's flares.
Ian Brewster's flares. His name's probably not even Ian.
They were so pronounced. I didn't know. I thought flares went out in late 70s. Ian Brewster. Ian fucking Brewster.
That even was his name.
Ian, what, Brewster someone? Fucking could be Punky. Could be Punky Brewster.
Yeah. Look back on the year that was that, wasn't it? That was fantastic.
Look, we can't pretend to be perfect, Scott. No. We cannot pretend to be perfect, so let's not pretend.
But what we have coming up is a treat. You know what I'm talking about, Daniel. Daniel and I were recently in the studio with our very own Fergus O'Jamison, who recorded a Christmas album in our presence. There are only 500 units available for sale. I believe the price, the retail price is $19.95 per unit. If you decide to buy two, then
that's brilliant value.
Or two for $40. And look, these things are going to go quickly. They're going to go very, very quickly.
So let me just say, If you buy two of them, you waste 10 cents buying them in bulk, given that one is $19.95 in value. If you buy two, it's two for 40.
I think without further ado, Daniel, why don't we play? I believe we have here White Christmas, which is one of the 41 tracks on the album. White Christmas, performed by our very own Fergus O'Jamison, RTT, Daniel.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Whoa, that
brought a tear to my eye. Daniel, the title of that album? Merry Christmas.
Sorry.
Merry Bloody Christmas, you bastards, is the title.
Merry Bloody Christmas, bastards. The Christmas carols interpreted by a Christmas character in Fergus O'Jamison.
Daniel, while on the subject of flogging things,
we have a very special segment where we're crossing live now to the Swiss Alps to undoubtedly the world's greatest actor in Drake Luther. And I believe that Drake, are you receiving us? We're crossing now live.
Happy Yuletide greetings to you and your kin.
Drake, you've decided to branch out a little bit from performing, and you have done what recently?
Well, first of all, Scott, I take great offense at that branching out. I've told you before that art is art, and the plebeian distinctions that plebeians such as yourself insist upon imposing upon the world of art don't really exist. So it's not branching out.
Tell us what you've done.
I've written a book for children with a Christmas theme.
On the market yet, is it, Drake?
Who's that sniggering?
Sorry, it's the vulgar masses, Drake.
Drake, we're trying to give you a platform here to plug your product. Is it on the market?
You have a chance here, Drake, in front
absolutely
of thousands.
Crass. If plugging a product. I'm providing art for the masses, and as part of the person who absorbs the art, engages in the art with a transfer of, in this case, money, but by imparting with the money, they are actually partaking in the art. They become part of the art.
Very good, thank you. So I believe you are going to do a little bit of a reading for us. What's the title of the book, Drake, first, please?
The book is called Red Snow, The Truth of Christmas.
Okay. And you're going to do a reading for us, Drake Luther. The floor is yours.
This is just...
Live from the Swiss Alps, this is Drake Luther.
Okay, I should just say that this is just a section of the story, probably about two-thirds of the way through.
Okay.
The smothering silence lay heavily over the forest like a reindeer's corpse. Little Susie clenched her teeth tighter, unsure if the chattering was due to the bitter cold or her sheer terror. Crunch, crunch. The wind itself seemed to whimper and die. Crunch, crunch. Footsteps in the snow. Crunch, crunch. A glint of moonlight on an arrowhead. This was not the Santa of the stories Susie's mama and papa had told her. Crunch, crunch, and a deep chuckle. Have you been good this year, little one? Or bad? Again, that hellish, throaty chuckling. Tears ran from Susie's eyes, but soon froze on her tender cheeks. No matter, little one, the choice was yours. But now, you cannot change what will happen. A pause. That previously deep, jolly voice, now a twisted snarl. What must happen? Susie took a deep breath, and in one smooth motion stepped out from behind the tree, dropped to her knee, aimed her crossbow, and fired. And that's the part that I wanted to read to you. Well, I think it encapsulates the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Drake Luther.
Thank you, Drake. Yeah, thank you, Drake. I think the satellite, we're losing the satellite now. Thanks, Drake.
Thank you,
mate. Catch you next Christmas.
Adieu.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, yes.
I think he's gone now, Scott. It's a bit dark, wasn't it?
Look, art is art, and as the man himself once said, the truth can be a very flexible thing. I haven't got anything more to say on that. Look, I reckon we ought to go on to listeners' letters.
Listeners' letters! Look, it's Christmas time, and I tell you what, no one appreciates letters more at Christmas time than Scott and I. It goes without saying that without you, the podcast this year and the year before that and the year after this one would simply not be possible. And we're very fortunate this year to have received three letters that have been sent through.
Did you say this year?
Podcast.
Did you say this year? I wasn't listening, but it sounded like this year.
This year at Christmas, okay. Yes.
Good save. That was a good save.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck up. So, Scott, I believe you have the first letter.
This one is from Bluey of Northeast Victoria. And Bluey writes, to be honest with you guys, I reckon I've been underused. Thank you, Bluey. Daniel.
Letter two, Scott, is from Jarvis Bay in the Gulf of Mexico.
From the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, not in, sorry, from, yeah. Jarvis Bay, which is also a name of a bay in southeastern Australia, by coincidence. Someone's sipping whiskey there, I don't know who it is. Jarvis Bay writes...
Thank you, Jarvis.
Thank you, Jarvis. Scott, I believe you have your letter three.
This one is from Seamus Aberdeen Pock from Wanturna. Seamus writes, wishing you all a delightful one. Thank you, Seamus. These were all very to the point, those letters today, weren't they, Daniel?
All one word or less or more. And look, it warms the heart. It really does warm the heart. Scott, this will probably be our last podcast for this year, 2013. I would like to thank you for your time and your efforts. I could have done this podcast without you, but I decided not to. Is there anything in the week, if not year ahead, that the simpletons out there should be aware of?
It's been our Achilles heel, this one, the whole time.
Yeah, it fucks us up every time.
And you?
Oh, look, I'm out of it. I'm actually sick of trying to inspire people. I have to inspire people day in, day out. Sometimes I'm just out of it. I can't be fucked. So, everyone out there, you're on your own. Except to know that if you are out there alone by yourself, you're not alone. Because Scott and I and all the simpletons out there were one big happy family. And we're all in this thing together, so no matter where you may be in the world and no matter what your color, creed, or religion, we wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Bye.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Bye.
Hey, he's... Look, he's just showing up with a slab under his arm.
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for the tips on the Sauv Blanc.
Mate, no idea what you're talking about.
Goodbye. Thank you.